Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie Jazz Band Director David Kuntz about the jazz band competition season. Mid Prairie has a jazz band, so what can you tell me about what you guys have done so far and any competitions and that sort of thing that you have coming up?
Well, so far we've played at a Christmas concert back in December. Now things are really going to start to happen because state jazz contest is next Saturday, the 28th. We are playing at Clear Creek Amana High School. Our performance time is 9:20 next Saturday, and that's our first competition. State is our first. And then when we get into February, we'll go to a couple college jazz competitions, which we annually go to. We'll be going to the Tallcorn Jazz Festival at UNI. That is on Saturday, February 18th. Don't know what time we play yet at Tallcorn, but we traditionally go to the Tallcorn Jazz Festival. That's the oldest college jazz festival in the state of Iowa, so that's a big deal. There are schools from all over the state there. And then on the Friday after that, on the 24th, we'll go to Coe College for the Coe College Jazz Summit, and we've gone to that many times also. The great things about the college jazz competitions is that we get to have a clinic and a jazz educator, usually a college jazz educator, gets to work with the jazz band and gives us lots of great advice about how to play the music even better, and we always learn a lot at those clinics we have. Then our biggest competition is at District Jazz Contest, and that's on Saturday, March 4th at Iowa City West High School. And that's really important because if you place in the top two at districts, you automatically qualify for the Iowa Jazz Championship. So we're hoping to do really well at that. And we're just at the beginning of the competition, but things are going well. I have a very talented group. I have a lot of experienced people. I have very talented young people. And so we're excited about the competitive season we have in front of us.
All right. Now, you did have some good success during marching band season. Do you think that'll carry over to the jazz band season then?
Oh, definitely. I always tell my students that marching band season makes us a better jazz band because that's where you learn to play with power and endurance and the things that are really required to play jazz.
What does your set look like?
Well, we're playing a kind of a jazz standard called Groove Merchant that really features the saxophone section, and we're really enjoying playing that. We're playing a ballad in the middle of our set called Cerulean Blue, and that features Ty Waters, a freshman trombone player, on the solo. And then our last tune is called Fables of Phoebus, which is a famous tune by Charles Mingus, the great bass player and composer. And that's quite a tune. It's got a lot of emotions in it. It tells quite a story, and we have lots of solos in it, and it's pretty cool. We're pretty excited about the set of music we're playing this year.
Now, I know not every school has a jazz band, so why do you feel like it's important to have a jazz band at Mid Prairie?
Jazz has always been important to me. I mean, my whole life playing in a jazz band has influenced my musicianship greatly. And Mid Prairie had a jazz band, and I was excited to just maybe even take it to a higher level. And it's a big part of what we do around here. I guess you'd have to say it's my favorite kind of music, all kinds of jazz. I mean, it's just very exciting. It gives me as a saxophonist a lot to do, for one thing. But it allows us to play a great variety of music and bring my students the music that influences me a lot, and I think they get into that, and we really enjoy it.
Is there anything else about the upcoming jazz band season that you'd like to let people know about?
Well, I just hope you'll come and listen. I will make sure I, as much as I can, let people know what time we play at all these events. I know for sure we're next Saturday at 9:20 in the morning at Clear Creek on their big stage in their very nice auditorium. I hope people will come and listen. It should be a good show.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with David Kuntz. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.